This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. Diplomat Mold. Their computer science careers were cut short, and the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us for this final Friday of March. And can you believe it? The year's going to be a quarter over. And by that time, we'll be down to the Final Four in the men's tournament. We'll be almost down to the Final Four in the women's tournament. And the Elite Eight will have a champion as Northern Kentucky advances on over Alaska Anchorage last night, and South Dakota knocks off previously unbeaten Delta State. So again this year here in Kearney, the number one team will not win the national championship, at least in the rankings. South Dakota, 5 o'clock tomorrow, great crowd on hand for the Coyotes. Going to be taking on Northern Kentucky, who not too shabby for the drive they had to make themselves. Pretty good atmosphere again last night at UNK. That game on ESPN2 at 5 o'clock tomorrow. We're going to talk with Athletic Director John McBride, our continuing update on how things are going. Tickets still available for that championship. We'll give you a chance to win a ticket for two tickets to the championship game tomorrow night here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be talking with the coaches as well as we get ready for tomorrow's national championship game.
Doug, when you're talking about the Delta State, South Dakota State ball game, I thought the fascinating statistic was 39-38, the halftime score. Delta State had not trailed at halftime this year. This year. They had led throughout, obviously unbeaten at the end. That's remarkable, but remarkable as well that they had not trailed at the half.
Yeah, and South Dakota hits a three right at the buzzer to give themselves the lead going into the halftime locker room. And then the offense just basically stopped in that second game. Really for both teams, it was a bizarre second half. Delta State comes out, and they manage only 2 points in the first 6 minutes of the half, and they fall behind 47-40. And then all of a sudden, problems for South Dakota. They go up 52-45, couldn't put them away, and then over the next 9.5 minutes, South Dakota only scores 5 points. In fact, Delta eventually takes the lead 56-55 with 4:55 to go, and they manage only 2 points the rest of the way, a 13-2 run in. And it wasn't like South Dakota went out. Yeah, they held them to 2 points, but they canned their final 6 free throws down the stretch there to pull it away. So there was definitely some droughts in offense in the second half yesterday. But the bottom line is South Dakota wins it, and they advance on to play Northern Kentucky, who held Alaska Anchorage to 29% shooting. And the big girl, Rebecca Kilpinski, the All-American in the middle, the center, just 2 of 13, so they really bothered her inside. Either she wasn't getting her shots to go or she was shooting free throws. She was 12 of 12 at the line, which got to be some kind of record, you would think, somewhere along the way, at least at UNK's gymnasium. And Anchorage still had a chance to send it in overtime. They missed a three with about 3 seconds to go. And Northern Kentucky, a team that got one vote, one single solitary vote for the top 25 going into the regionals, well, they're playing for the national championship.
Doug, in your mind, is Carol Russell really happy and excited for South Dakota, or are you sick right now being a Loper fan and following that team and coming close to beating this team that's in the national title game with an opportunity to come back here?
I'm almost sick of hearing that question. We'll talk about that. John McBride's going to join us. Carol Russell was there last night, and maybe we'll get a chance to catch up with her next week as she watched it. How can you compare? How can you compare? Because, as I just said, Northern Kentucky, nobody thought they would be here. UNK would have been in the same boat. They would have came into the Elite Eight being a non-ranked team that had a few votes along the way. It's hard to compare. That's the beauty of this tournament, is that if you win, you advance on. If you're good enough to win, you're going to advance on. And UNK had an outstanding basketball team this year. Outstanding basketball team. They may have seen their season come to an end by the eventual national champions. And I think there's no doubt about it. South Dakota is the favorite going into tomorrow's game.
Well, I think you got to say that. And I think a lot of people thought that this that region in which South Dakota and UNK played in was the toughest one. I think that'll play out perhaps in the end. We'll have to wait until 5 o'clock tomorrow to see that.
Sorry, didn't mean to make you mad.
No.
Hate to have angry daddy. I'll tell you what, somebody that's happy, I saw him smiling at least twice yesterday. That's the athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, John McBride, as they get ready for the championship. And John, welcome once again to the Doug and Daddy Show. 2 days down, as far as the actual action goes. I know you guys would probably say about 820 days down and one or two to go here.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't really stop. We got practices continue, and we have a clinic for young girls tomorrow. We have about 250 young ladies who are going to come out and get some instructions from some coaches and student athletes at Cushing from about 10 to 12. And that was a pre-registration that closed in like one day when we opened it up. And we'll have the teams come out and visit with all the participants in that clinic tomorrow. So, you know, it keeps going on, and there's still plenty to do. But, you know, I had a, you know, great day. Crowds were larger than last year. Obviously, having, you know, we talked about this, having a regional team playing in the championship game is huge for the tournament. And I would imagine that we'll be Vermilion South come tomorrow afternoon about 5 o'clock. And a lot of people are calling, and there's a lot of interest. And, you know, the main thing is I know you're online and people are listening and stuff. We do have tickets available, and the word's already filtering to South Dakota that they're not going to be room for them. But you know, trust us, we'll find a place for them, and there's ample seats in here, as you know, and we'll get as many people in here as we can.
John, talk a little bit about that attendance. I know last year was great. This year's even better, and I continue to go back to the other places that have hosted this tournament. The attendance was minuscule. What you and your staff have been able to do here at Kearney is absolutely remarkable.
Well, I appreciate that. But there's a lot of factors involved in it. I think the committee's on to something. And, you know, there's a feeling from an NCAA standpoint with some championships to move it around the country, and it's important to go to different regions and get those perspectives. But, you know, at some point, and I think the Women's Basketball Committee is definitely on to something, you need to locate in an area that's going to support a tournament. And the North Central region and the Midwest are both areas that make a lot of sense for the NCAA to think about hosting this type of championship event. We're centrally located. It's basketball country. People appreciate it, so they're going to support it. It's not lost in the shuffle of other sports. It's not even lost in the shuffle of the Division I, you know, championships that are going on. People care in the communities for these type of events, and they show up for them. So I think it makes a lot of sense to put it in cities like Kearney and Missouri next year. Missouri Western will be hosting it next year, and I think it's right on as far as NCAA is concerned.
John McBride, the athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Buck Mahoney wrote a column in the Hub earlier this week, or maybe it was last Friday, but the championship season is starting to come to an end here. What about future championships, John? Obviously, you guys got to bid those out a long time down the road. Can you give the fans a look into what might be coming this way in the future?
Well, it's a little uncertain. And, the NCAA has moved to a sports festival type concept with some championships, and they're looking at that type of setup for future years. I know next year the wrestling championship will be part of a winter sports festival in Houston. I know the wrestling coaches aren't very excited about that because there aren't a whole lot of wrestling schools in Texas. So I know there's some give and take there. So right now there's sort of a freeze or an embargo on championship hosting bids. I've told this committee that they're welcome back anytime they want to be. The volleyball folks know that. The wrestling folks know that this venue, this city is ready and willing to host championships. So, you know, we'll keep asking the questions and make sure that we're in the loop as to when those bids come up. But it's right now, it's tough to get a handle on it. I know Missouri Western has it for 2 years, and I've been asked whether we would want to have it back here again in the near future, and I've told them absolutely.
John, does it make any sense when you talk about even Division I athletics in the state, the Quest Center filling it up for volleyball? Word's got to filter back to the NCAA Division I tournament. Not only that, but the Division II people have to talk to them as well and say, hey, Kearney's been great to us. It's a great place to host it. Let's get it back there.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't know. I think that message has been communicated. I think that message has been heard hard and loud, and the championships we've had here have been super successful, and this continues to do that. And we had arguably the top three people in Division II, NCAA Division II hierarchy here for the games on Wednesday, and you know they had nothing but great things to say about the atmosphere, the environment. You know, the bottom line is you're looking to give the young ladies the best possible championship environment that they can get. And one would have a tough time arguing the last 2 days that they didn't have a championship experience here. And to a person, every coach and every administrator that's left here has felt that they couldn't say enough about the hospitality, they couldn't say enough about the facility, they couldn't say enough about the environment that their young ladies got to play in. So that speaks volumes. That stuff is not lost on the NCAA committee, and trust me, they're talking amongst their committees when they get together at the NCAA offices in Indianapolis and talking about what works and what doesn't work. And I can just flat out tell you right now, they're talking about Kearney in a positive way.
John, can I ask? I'm going to ask. I've heard this floated out too. I mean, what are the odds of maybe, since we've had the women's, what are the odds of having the men's basketball tournament?
Well, we're going to keep bidding for it. I think they like where they're at in Springfield, Massachusetts. You know, I saw they had 4,000 and for their games yesterday, the semifinal games. You know, the birthplace of basketball. So I would say this, that in defense of the Springfield people, I know how much work they've put into their championship because we've done the same thing here. I know they've taken great pride in it, and I think if you find something and it works, I think you should go there. I think the you don't need to reinvent the wheel and try new things all the time. And I think it would be great if this women's basketball championship event could find two or three venues and rotate it around. And you know, I think it's good to move it around a little bit every couple of years. But the consistency would be huge to this event if people knew this was coming every 2 or 4 years and could plan on it. You know, I think that would be awesome for this community, and I know it would support it.
John, before we let you get out of here, championship game tomorrow night. Anything people need to know as they get ready to come out to watch a national championship?
Yeah, they need to come out and watch a national championship, guys. I can't stress it enough that we've got seats in this building to accommodate them. I don't know when the next national championship will be determined here in Kearney, Nebraska. I know certainly tomorrow at 5, there's two teams that are playing for a national championship, and if you want to leave an impression on a young lady or a young kid or somebody that aspires to be in athletics and wants to be a part of championship teams, I can't think of a better environment to be in than this one tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the Health and Sports Center. And we're getting a lot of calls from South Dakota people wanting to buy tickets, but I encourage our local folks to also show up and support Northern Kentucky as well. Gosh, to be one of the two teams standing, they deserve a lot of praise, and I hope our community can rally behind both of them and just enjoy the experience, enjoy the environment, the competition level, and be part of the experience. You know, don't miss that chance. That's the best thing, Kearney. And our offices, 865-1563. Offices are open. You can come by and get tickets over here. Central Nebraska and Kearney has done a tremendous job, and we don't want to drop the ball, headed into the championship game. And I know they won't. I know people will be out. One last thing, guys. I heard your talk a little earlier. If I can stress anything, the national rankings in Division II, don't pay a whole lot of attention to them. Because the whole thing about regionalization, we talked about this the other day, the awesome thing about it is the regional committees and the regional ranking committees. Those regional rankings are the ones that you need to pay attention to, and all the other rankings don't mean a thing.
John, thanks so much for the time. If it's at all possible, enjoy the next 2 days. The work's been put in.
And I've enjoyed the last 2 days, so, or the last 2 years. So.
Well, John, we'll see you at the press conference today, and then we'll see you tomorrow night for the championship.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for your help.
Athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, John McBride. He's right, you know. And that's, you know, we pay attention to the rankings, especially if you've got a team on top of those rankings. But that's what's so different about Division II is it's regional. And talked about that with some of the coaches, you know, boy, you got five or six losses. You're not sure you're going to get in to some of these regions where some of the others you see, you know, double-digit losses get you in. But Northern Kentucky, South Dakota, 5 o'clock tomorrow, UNK Health and Sports Center. Let's give away a pair of tickets to tomorrow's national championship game. 1-888-455-ESPN. If you have not won tickets from us this week to the NCAA tournament, you are eligible. 1-888-455-ESPN. This will mark how many appearances in the national championship game for Northern Kentucky. How many national championship games has Northern Kentucky played in, counting this one tomorrow? We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
All right, look, Doug and Danny don't work for beer and pretzels. Well, they did for the first 3 months, till somebody told them that they should be paid. Well, anyway, they'll be back after these commercial messages.
The printed material you present to a client is the face of your business. It's the face of your image and the very face of the way you communicate to the world. Lips Printing Service would like you to meet the face of their business, their sales team. The sales staff at Lips will come to your place of business, providing you personal service to answer your questions and to get the job done right. Lips Printing Service is one of only a few printers where the sales team comes to you on time, done right, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service of Kearney.
It's Crossroads Ford's month-end special. Just arrived a 2007 Toyota FJ Cruiser 4x4 well-equipped low miles. A 2007 Ford Taurus SEL four-door loaded leather sunroof, stock number 70833, $12,900. A 2004 Chevy Malibu Max V6 power sunroof, 28,000 miles, stock number 70841, just $9,900. Special prices ends March 31st, 2008. Hurry in today. Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Storm Hockey, it's your team.
The Kearney Hub Family Pack is back on March 28th. Get 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, 4 programs, 4 posters, and 4 rally rags, all for just $55. This offer is good only for March 28th, and you must clip the coupon from the Kearney Hub on March 22nd, 25th, or 27th. Bring the entire family for the Storm vs. Sioux City on March 28th. Storm Hockey, presented by The Arrow.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Cloudy skies will linger across the area today with some partial clearing developing, mainly late and then into this evening especially. We'll see a high temperature of around 50 with southeast winds developing at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll see partly cloudy skies and some increasing clouds late with a low at 32. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Duck and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. More talk coming up in the second half hour about the national championship for Division II women's basketball. But you're looking for something to do while you're here? Well, the weather's not too bad. You might go out and enjoy some golf. And even if you don't like golfing outside, how about golfing inside at the Prairie Hills, 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10? They've got the simulator that was voted the best simulator in 2007, state-of-the-art. You can play just about any course in the country or the world, and all you have to do is give them a buzz, maybe make a tee time if you want, or just go out and see what's going on. If you're from the local venue, it's time to go out to Prairie Hills, where the new owners and new attitude of the remodeled clubhouse meet the challenge of giving you a great golf experience. See the new Prairie Hills open for play now and check out the membership options and opportunities by going to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Prairie Hills logo. You'll be able to see pricing for memberships as well as green fee punch cards with and without cards. What do you think, Daddy?
I'm going to go with.
With a card? Yeah, I thought.
Check that option.
Check it out today, ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote on the Prairie Hills poll in one question, which is now, who do you think will win the national championship, South Dakota or Northern Kentucky? You might want to get on and vote for your favorite team, Norse or Coyote fans. Log on now. Vote on the Prairie Hills hole-in-one question at ESPNSuperstation.com, then go out and see them this weekend, Prairie Hills, 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Daddy got to see a little bit of the men's basketball last night. Tried to catch all the highlights this morning. I guess you should see it coming. There was two ways, and everybody said, well, North Carolina played so well, you know, they're due to have a bump in the road, and Tennessee struggled so horribly, they're about ready to show their true colors. Tennessee showed it against Butler, and they showed it in overtime, and I just shook my head and went, guys, you're not on the playground playing to 15, and if you get beat, get to play again. This is it. Show something. Show some heart. Show some energy.
I thought Louisville absolutely diving into seats along this, you know, throwing balls back, and they just out-hustled Tennessee in really all phases and just kind of blew the doors off of them. And I think Bruce Pearl saying, boy, I've coached a long time, and I've never saw a team just absolutely take over and make us play that style of game.
All you got to do is look at the highlights that they show when it's 22-8 and Tennessee just standing there. Just standing there. Tennessee got beat because it was their own fault, their players' fault. They didn't hustle. They acted like they didn't care. They acted like it was a November game.
Well, contrary to what John Calipari will say for Memphis, free throws cost West Virginia the ball game last night. Perfect opportunity several times to go up by six. No, it stays at four. They go down, knock it down to three. It's a one-point game. And then Xavier goes on, and then they're able to make an unbelievable three-pointer with 2 seconds left on the shot clock. It looks like West Virginia is going to have an opportunity to get the ball back, down by one. Nuh-uh, four. Splash. 2 seconds left on the shot clock. They lose a guy over on
the line. Here's what I'll say about West Virginia. Get your butt out of the locker room and play in the first 10 minutes. They didn't get a good start against Arizona. They didn't get a good start against Duke. They were down double digits against Duke. They didn't get a good start last night. You know what? They were able to overcome and watch Duke miss every three that they shot at without going inside the arc in the second round. Well, that didn't happen against Xavier. Xavier was able to kind of hang in there when they start missing threes at the end of the first half after they were so red hot, and they won the ball game. But West Virginia, again, don't fall down 28-10, and you win that basketball game.
Well, you're exactly right. What North Carolina did last night, Doug, obviously looks to be the most impressive performance. Washington State held Notre Dame to 41 points. That was Notre Dame's lowest output in 25 years. They held them to 41 points. North Carolina just goes out and just blows the doors off them. They could have named that score. It was ugly. North Carolina and Kansas, athletically, what a matchup that will be. There's nobody going to touch those two teams, is there? Now, to Rick Pitino, I guess you're probably saying, wait a minute, we might have something to say about that, but I don't see it happening.
I think there's going to be some interesting basketball games tonight, and my butt is going to be firmly planted in front of the TVs watching basketball tonight because I think every one of these games could be good. Now, every one of these games could stink, too. I think every one of these games could be good. Nobody's talking Villanova this week. They were talking about them when they beat Clemson, but they're not talking about them this week. Wisconsin, everybody wants the sweetheart Davidson. I still think I was as impressed with Wisconsin as anybody, especially getting a chance to see him play in Omaha. Memphis, everybody thinks they're going to be the first number one out. I don't think that, but now that UCLA advances again, I thought UCLA was the one I had out of my bracket. Probably should have been out by Texas A&M, but we've already hashed that. And then you got Stanford, Texas, and this is the one that everybody has been salivating about all week. But since it was Friday night, last game, we'll see. Stanford, Texas, and this is huge for our brackets because I need Stanford.
Is that what it's going to come down to?
Well, where are you sitting?
With Duke going, we both got Duke, I know.
So I got hammered last night. I didn't have anybody that could move on last night. The only thing I had was Tennessee beating Louisville, and then, of course, I had North Carolina because that's who I picked to win it. But my other brackets were obviously done. Tonight, though, I got a chance to move some teams along and move back up.
Yeah, I've got an opportunity as well. So we're going to have to break it down. An interesting tidbit about Michigan State and Memphis. Did you know that Memphis in the first two games has missed more free throws than Michigan State has attempted? They have missed.
And what does that mean tonight?
Well, it's probably going to come down to foul shooting, and Memphis is going to have to get a lot more opportunities, like John Calipari says.
Well, if Michigan State's not shooting free throws, then how does it come down to free throw shooting?
Because Memphis is going to miss theirs. Michigan State makes theirs. Game, set, match. Tom Izzo advances.
Well, let's go to the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. And our leader, I believe, is a female. At least I don't know any guys named Heather. Heather Wubbles is the leader, all by herself. Wubbles? I'm not sure which one it is. Wubbles? I knew some Wibbles, and I knew some Weebles. They wobble, but they don't fall down. But that's what it says. And who does she have winning it all? In fact, she's ranked 310th in the country right now with her bracket.
She's got North Carolina beating UCLA in the finals.
She will be passed tonight, however, because she has Georgetown playing Vanderbilt in the Elite Eight, and there's no way that can happen. So the people behind her will pass her. Enjoy your day on top there, Heather, but you are going to be passed.
310th in the country?
Yeah, 310th.
There's 3.2 million brackets. 3.178 million brackets, by the way.
And by the way, I believe I am 310th. In the Doug and Daddy group.
I'm right there with you. She's got 680.
Although I did do two entries, and for some reason I didn't click the second entry. I didn't click the second entry and put it in our group. I don't know why. Of course, I named that Yankee Stink, if you just want to look that up anywhere. But it's got like 580 points, so a lot better there with that.
I've got three actually in the deal, and I believe my one named Snagging Walleyes in the Face, I think that's my best one at like 560. So none of them are very good for me.
Got Bill from Kearney on the line for you guys.
Bill, 1-888-455-ESPN. Bill, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to tell you guys, it shouldn't be tough for Heather to be in the lead where she has 15 sheets of integrity entered in there. I mean, if you look through there, she's all over the place.
Well, it does say it is Wubbles entry 7. Is the one leading it. I know when we ESPN bumped it, I think you can actually get 10 entries in there if I'm not misspeaking, but
yeah.
It used to be 5 and now you can get 10, and some people took advantage of the 10. Bill, are you in the group?
Yeah, I think I'm tied for 28th, but I did the one. I didn't
Very nice,
Bill. I didn't want to get hooked up with Golic.
Look, if you hang in there, Bill, obviously nice prizes will still be coming your way.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. I want to go to the Dent Popper inbox, Daddy. This is from Mike in Hastings. Don't look now, but look who's setting in fifth place in the Doug and Daddy Challenge. It's good that somebody knows a little something about college basketball. Ha! Have a good day. Go Kansas, Memphis, and Texas. That, of course, from Mike Will in Hastings, our sports director, who is actually
crafty little cat.
It is Will 2. By the way, I only have one sheet in there. So I, too, only have one sheet. I filled out 2, forgot to put the second one in there. But I do have yet just one in there.
I have all three of mine in there.
I hope Texas loses tonight.
And they're all three well down the list.
You can send your email to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. The Dent Popper, home of the Arma lining, whether it's a truck bed or boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. Daddy, before I forget, I want to give away a family four-pack. We gave away the Elite Eight tickets too, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Tim from Kearney's the winner.
Congratulations, Tim. He knew that Northern Kentucky will be making their third appearance in the national championship game. Want to give away a family four-pack to the Harlem Globetrotters next Wednesday at the First Tier Event Center. We're talking NCAA men's basketball. We'll just test you a little bit. I think this is pretty easy. Pretty easy.
I've got a question for you.
That's good. Save it. You know, that way your contribution to this show today will be the same. Anyway, wow. When's the last time he gave you a hug, Derek? That's what I thought. He doesn't do it anymore.
He doesn't do it anymore.
Doesn't do it. Heather is in fifth, by the way. And Mike Will, who is in first, and she is 310th in the nation. Mike Will, by being fifth in ours, is 4,630th in the nation, but still in the 99.9 percentile. Here is your trivia question for the Harlem Globetrotters Family 4-Pack next Wednesday, 7 o'clock at the First Tier Events Center. In the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, who lost the play-in game? Who lost the play-in game? 1-888-455-ESPN. Do you have anything you want to say?
No.
You're just going to give me sign language? Okay. Back after this with more, including South Dakota coach Chad Lavin after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting mega men will be back right after this. All right, you two. I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money?
Colin Cowherd. Every small business knows this challenge. You need postage. But making trips to the post office constantly, it's a huge waste of time. And leasing a postage meter is expensive, really expensive. I've got a perfect solution. Stamps.com. Print real U.S. postage from your computer. It's like having a post office right in your home or office. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer printer and an internet connection to get started. There's no hardware to buy. There's nothing to rent. I've used Stamps.com. It's so easy. You won't believe it once you get it. Why didn't they create this thing decades ago? Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners in the herd. No risks trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today. No risk trial and a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Stamps.com. Be sure to use my name, Colin.
Hi, this is Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Let us put our nearly 40 years of experience to work for you on your lawn. Contact us today for a free estimate. You won't believe our competitive prices. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. Benjamin's Landscaping in Kearney and Holdridge. Great service, great value.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Cloudy skies will linger across the area today with some partial clearing developing, mainly late and then into this evening especially. We'll see a high temperature of around 50 with southeast winds developing at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll see partly cloudy skies and some increasing clouds late with a low at 32. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Family 4-Pack of Harlem Globetrotter tickets, giving them away.
Mike from Kearney is our winner.
Did you have a long night?
Yeah, I did. I was actually here until 12.
I know, so. he was here until the basketball. You had a long day. He had a long day. He was helping out the St. Jude's kids as well, and I want to mention that a little bit later on. I don't think there's anything wrong with mentioning what's going on with our folks up at the Hilltop Mall today. Even though they are our competitors as far as business, they're doing a great job over there at Y-102 raising money for St. Jude's and the Kids Hospital, and they've been doing that for a long, long time. So keep up the good work. And Derek, of course, who works both places and puts in a lot of hours, was helping out with that yesterday as well. You know what it does is it makes him hungry.
Well, it does make him hungry, Doug. And the last segment, you brought up Prairie Hills Golf. Go out, get on the links. When you get done out on the links, perfect opportunity to stop down to our friends at Troutman's Quality Meats. Across from Bob's Superstore, they're under T-Bone. He's on the big steer on the sign out front. USDA Choice Certified Angus Top Sirloin Steaks, Flat Iron Steaks. They're on special, people, today. Just out of the smokehouse, fresh andouille, Polish, brats, ham and cheddar, fresh out of the smokehouse. Oh, we can get fresher hamburger? No, you can't. Not than Troutman's Quality Meats, because it's ground fresh daily. Fresh string cheese. A nice selection of beer and wines. The wines are arriving daily. It's all for you at Troutman's Quality Meats. Oh, want some seafood? They've got it at Troutman's Quality Meats as well. Check out their selection. Not only when you say seafood, just not just fish, people. Ask them for their king crab legs. Ask them and see what they've got to offer you at Troutman's Quality Meats. Great scallops as well. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend.
You can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or give us a call, 1-888-455-ESPN. Nebraska baseball taking on Texas today. We had a chance to chat with Coach Augie Garrido of the Longhorns yesterday. Daddy, what do you think? I think we're going to find out a lot more about Nebraska's baseball team starting this afternoon at 3:05. Tomorrow night's game, by the way, is on Fox Sportsnet, so check that out down there in Austin.
Yeah, remember, and I think you mentioned this, Doug, 3:05 go time today. They moved that because of the Texas basketball game tonight. I think Nebraska's starting pitching that has proved to be solid, solid beyond a reasonable doubt. Number one in the Big 12 when you're looking at ERA, 2.68 team ERA. You look at Texas, they are fifth with a 3.97 ERA. They always say good pitching beats good hitting. Well, Texas leads the Big 12. Excuse me, they're second in the Big 12 in batting average. They rank second with a 325 average, while Nebraska is sixth at 294. If there's one problem for Nebraska, it's finding that dominant closer late in ball games to shut them out and get out of ball games, because the starting pitching has been so awfully good. Hopefully that will continue, and hopefully Johnny Doerr will get it started today at 3:05 in Austin.
Hastings baseball, they've had a schedule change, and it's good for Hastings and Hastings fans because it's been moved from Iowa to Hastings.
Yeah.
That has to be a good thing, right, Danny?
Just stay at home.
Yeah, we don't need Dort going there. It's going to be at Hastings, 12 noon, doubleheader tomorrow at Duncan Field. For UNK, they are on the road, both baseball and softball this weekend. Hastings softball is also at home tomorrow. It's a makeup game with Sioux Falls that was called out because of weather earlier in the season. Now, Daddy wants to give something away.
Yeah.
Baconator. Lunch is coming up. Wendy's, go check out the new Baconator. And we've got a $15 gift card that'll help you get that done. 1-888-455-ESPN. If you have not won one of our Wendy's gift cards yet, you are eligible. 1-888-455-ESPN. If you haven't won anything this week, come on, people. Come on. That's going to be the rule. If you haven't won anything this week, and we've been giving away a ton of stuff, 1-888-455-ESPN. Daddy has a trivia question.
Well, Kansas tonight faces a number 12 seed in the Villanova Wildcats. They have no seniors on this team.
Molly Massimino.
They barely received an at-large bid, but they're in the Sweet 16 for the how many times in 4 years? How many times has Villanova been to the Sweet 16 in the last 4 years?
Counting this year. So the last 4 years, how many times has Villanova been in the Sweet 16? 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Daddy, I hearken you back to your junior high school basketball team.
Okay.
How'd that season go for you?
I don't remember too much about my junior high basketball. It was
junior, not junior high. Junior.
Oh, my junior. Yeah, I remember that season. It went very well until we puked one at the state tournament.
So you made it all the way to the semifinals.
Yes.
The next to the last game.
Yes.
And you got beat.
Yes.
That has to be how Delta State is feeling today. Unbeaten, number one, national semifinals, and it just didn't go their way last night. Sandra Rushing, the head coach, in her postgame press conference.
It's disappointing. You know, I'm very proud of the year that we had. And I'm very proud of my seniors. South Dakota, we had no answer for them. I thought we started out the game pretty solid, but then we let up and we missed some assignments. But you can't miss many with South Dakota because they're very well coached and they played with a lot of heart.
Kind of tough, ain't it? I mean, you never want to lose, but, you know, when you look back at this point, you go, man, couldn't we just lost like the 14th game of the season and then still be 33-1 and playing for the national championship? Because obviously if you come to a tournament like this, ranked number one, it doesn't matter what you're in, unbeaten, there's only one goal and one expectation. I mean, anything short of the national championship is going to hurt. And you could tell it hurt the Lady Statesmen last night.
Yeah, when you won all year and your confidence level is so high, and then to come in and not accomplish what you'd set out to do, it is an absolute kick in the face, and it does not feel good. And it, it's not going to feel better this morning or tomorrow morning. It's going to take some time. And I suppose if you're an underclassman on that team, you get a little bit of a taste and maybe something to drive you the next couple of years to get back to that game.
I got a taste for a Baconator, and so does Tom in Grand Island. He wins the $15 gift card to Wendy's because Villanova has been in the men's Sweet 16 how many times in the last 4 years?
Three.
Wow.
That is...
You ever take him there in your bracket?
No.
Unbelievable.
Villanova, Xavier, I got them bounced in the first or second round every time.
All right, Daddy, Duke is out. So of the six remaining teams, UCLA and Xavier are already in the Elite Eight, and then you're in the Sweet 16 in the South Regional. Who now do you have advancing on to the national championship game? I'm giving you a pick right now.
Oh, you're giving me a pick right now?
Yeah.
Texas. I've still got them going, but... Texas, I think.
I still got a gut feeling it's going to be Stanford. I don't know why. I think it'll even be Stanford and UCLA meeting for the fourth time. And I just think Stanford's got a chance to pull that out and get the victory.
See, I question how, obviously, here in central Nebraska, everybody goes back to the Nebraska game and how Texas had trouble controlling Alex Merrick inside. Well, you've got the 2 7-footers in the Lopez twins for Stanford. Now you've probably undoubtedly got the best backcourt in the country in Abrams and Augustine for Texas. So if they can shoot it from the outside, they don't want to wander in there because they're going to be swatting them.
Well, it'll be interesting basketball tonight. You can hear it all right here on ESPN Radio. And, of course, tomorrow on ESPN2, the Women's National Championship, which we've been talking about all week long. And we were pleased to be joined by Coach Lavin from South Dakota on Wednesday's show. And now, 2 games later, they're still alive. And I guess the only sure thing I know about this is we're talking to a guy that in 2 days is he doesn't have to work no more. That's the bottom line if he doesn't want to. And, Coach, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Congratulations on 2 wins so far this week.
Thank you very much, guys.
Tell me a little bit about, and we've bantered back and forth in the press conferences and seen you guys play basketball, but you have had 2 dogfights so far here in this tournament, and I guess that's probably what you expected coming in.
Well, I think whenever you reach a Elite Eight or Elite Four, whatever they call that stuff, I think every game is probably going to be very, very tough because teams don't want to lose, and they probably are very competitive team, just the fact that they made it here. Obviously, Washburn's got a great program, and Delta State hadn't lost all year, so there's no quitting any of those kids.
Coach, talk a little bit about the effort you saw to your kids on the floor last night. And was there ever a doubt in your mind that they would give that effort?
No, not this group. Through 31 games last year, and I don't know how many we've played this year, I guess, but they've never not brought their lunch bucket to work. These kids have extremely hard work ethic, and that's the one thing I never have to worry about with this team. I know they're going to compete. Whether we win or not, that always comes down to whether you make some plays.
Coach Chad Lavin of South Dakota joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What were your thoughts when it was 11-4 bad guys right out of the gate last night?
I didn't have that bad of thoughts. I thought Sandra came out with a really good scheme against when we were doubling her posts and took advantage of us. And I think their quickness caught us. Sometimes you don't quite know how quick they are until you get out on the floor. Caught us by surprise. But I also thought we were getting great looks on the other end, which told me we were going to be able to score, too, as the game progressed. And so I didn't feel that bad.
Coach, talk a little bit about your schedule for the day, and then you sit around till 5 o'clock tomorrow, probably not exactly what you wanted to do.
Well, our kids, especially Robinette, it would have been really tough to play 3 in a row with her knees. That's the one lady that probably really needs a break. The rest of them don't really ever get too tired. So we have a coaches meeting here in about half an hour, and then we have, I guess, a press conference at 1, and they have us down for 85-minute practice session at 3:30. We'll probably just shoot and talk about Northern Kentucky. There's not much you can really do at this stage, and certainly don't want to get anybody hurt today.
Coach, talk about Northern Kentucky. Their defense has been very strong here so far in the tournament.
I think what concerns me is the length. They're not just
tall, they're long, and that worries me. They're going to present some problems for us.
Coach, on the other side of that, what do you think could pose some problems for them?
Well, you know, defensively, hopefully we can put some, you know, force them into some turnovers. And, you know, again, it's always interesting. We don't know how teams are going to defend what we do. And so it's hard to know. Everybody tries something a little bit different until we see it. We really, you know, whether they're going to switch or what they're going to give early help. And so I just think their length, offensively and defensively, is probably going to cause us some problems.
Chad Lavin, the head basketball coach at South Dakota, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you know, so much has been made of the twin factor, but I just want to talk a little bit about Gina Hoffman. She was at that free throw line last night, and I'm glad I wasn't at the baseline, because I think the way she was staring down, the way that they were going to win that basketball game, you have talked all week long with when it's been brought up about her competitive nature, but it's almost like to the next level. It's almost scary the way that she competes out there.
They don't like to lose at anything. You know, it doesn't really matter what it is. They just don't like losing. And I think when we had that 9-point lead and then we missed, I don't know how many really good looks, and they got back in it, you know, that had to take a certain amount of toughness of our kids to come back one more time. And, you know, that's just their trademark. Yeah, they're just not going to give in. I've said it all year, you know, that we could always lose, but if we do, they're going to have to take it from them. They're not going to give anything away.
Coach, a lot of coaches out there talk about the journey and what it takes to get there. Well, you've got 2 days left in the journey. Only one team's going to take home that trophy. The drive that it took to get there, and you saying that these kids don't like to lose, the competitors that they are, does that give you an edge right there?
Well, I have a feeling they got some pretty good competitors on that Northern Kentucky team. They have kids. Their point guard, I don't know if she's come out of the game yet. And so, you know, it always comes down to who plays well during that game and who makes the plays down the stretch. That's what it's going to come down to.
Coach, obviously we don't get to see you guys very much, but just observation, I guess, from the whole week, you seem to be the most mild-mannered of all the coaches. I think Nancy's probably a little bit right behind you in that, but you seem to be a little more calmer. Is that just years of wisdom, or is that just the normal nature of the way you like to coach this team?
Not many people would believe you called me mild-mannered. But, you know, I think being older, and, you know, I also think, you know, any referee that's refereeing here obviously they're an elite referee getting here, and there really isn't, as far as our kids go, they're really coaches on the floor. Almost all of them are going to be coaches. There's no reason. Plus, it's tough for me to stand up at my age lately, so I just try and stay there. I like to, sometimes I'm up and walking around, I get in the kids' way, and they don't like that are trying to watch the game too, and so I don't know. I can get upset, believe me. You could ask the kids that, but I like sitting there, and I seem to be able to see more things if I stay mild-mannered, I guess.
Well, Coach, if I've heard one negative thing about South Dakota is that the party went pretty late last night at the Wingate Inn for some of the fans.
Well, a lot of those young kids are students of mine, and you know, yeah, that would not surprise me. I'm sure that they've seen this as another holiday, and hopefully no one got in too much trouble.
That's just unbelievable. And obviously you've already had a great crowd, and now that there's basically two more days, I think we're going to see probably close to double that crowd tomorrow. Does that give you at least a little advantage? Do the girls notice that?
Oh, they sure do. I know Shannon talked about it, but after the game, about how it seemed like playing in the dome. And obviously, you know, being 4 hours away, and we've had a great following all year, and it's great that they drive down here. And, yeah, obviously having a crowd like that is to your advantage. I would, you know, I'd much rather have that than the other way.
Well, Coach, we sure appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show this week. We'll see you at the press conference later, and best of luck to you in South Dakota tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.
That is Coach Chad Levin, the head men's basketball, or head women's basketball coach, had been the basketball coach of men's programs, had been at Wyoming. Now he's at South Dakota, stepping down as this season winds down, and it winds down one way or the other tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We'll take a break and be back to wrap things up on the Doug and Danny Show right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you're about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Danny Show. Pity.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
All your insurance needs, one simple call. 1-800-WE-INSURE. Fast, simple, affordable insurance solutions. Your own local agent from 1-800-WE-INSURE will get you the right insurance, the best rates, and give you the best service possible. They work for you, not the insurance company. Call 1-800-WE-INSURE. It's the only number you'll ever need for insurance. Attention agents, learn more about the fastest growing insurance network in America. Call 1-800-WE-INSURE or visit 1-800-WE-INSURE.com.
Going on at Pep Boys this Thursday through Sunday, we have an unheard-of oil change deal for you do-it-yourselfers. 5 quarts of Castrol GTX motor oil and a Fram oil filter for an unbelievable $6.99 after mail-in rebate. Limit 2. Also, Thursday through Sunday at Pep Boys, we're doubling our brake service rebate. That means you get $40 off any two-wheel brake service and $80 off all four wheels after mail-in rebate. $6.99 for a do-it-yourself oil change and double the brake rebate. Unbelievable deals, only at Pep Boys.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Cloudy skies will linger across the area today with some partial clearing developing, mainly late and then into this evening especially. We'll see a high temperature of around 50 with southeast winds developing at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll see partly cloudy skies and some increasing clouds late with a low at 32. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Douglas, we're back to Doug and Daddy's show. We talk golf, we talk grilling, we're talking outdoors, we're talking border applications now, flower or garden beds, pathways, path markers, playgrounds, sandboxes, water runoff control or drainage, ponds or pools, they can do it all at Curbit, Inc. Or you could try their stamp curbing. They offer 40 colors that are digitally weighed to your specifications. This guarantees a consistent pour every time. Call them today, Curbit, Inc. 308-237-4805, Home and Garden Show, going on this weekend, Buffalo County Fairgrounds. See Matt and the gang out there. Here's the guys will give your landscaping a unique look with several different applications to choose from. Ask them today for a free estimate. Talk to Matt and the gang or give them a call, 308-237-4805. Curbit Inc. is where it's at.
The NCAA men's basketball, women's basketball tournament continuing. NCAA Division II continues on. The men, we will have their championship game tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. NCAA basketball all weekend long. Check out the women. Get your tickets today. Still tickets available, and it's going to be a great atmosphere. Be a part of it. As John McBride said at the top of the show, we don't know when another national championship will be contested in Kearney, in the Tri-Cities, and I'll tell you what, in the state of Nebraska, Danny.
That's exactly right. Doug, if you've got any questions, we're going to have John McBride on next week. If you're wondering out there, have a community question, shoot us an email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. I was wondering, kind of during that first break after we got done talking to him, men's tournaments with the attendance, I wonder how big the arenas are that they like. Would this facility hold that many people? I would think the attendance would be up a little bit from the women's. I don't know how much. I don't know if that's a concern or something to look at.
Did see some more coaches and some more ball players there yesterday, too, and that was good to see. I couldn't understand why Wednesday I didn't see that, but did see more yesterday, hopefully even more tomorrow, and it'll be interesting to see. Go out and check it out, folks. So much going on. If you missed any of the interviews or any of the things we talked about on the program this week, we got that for you on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's, ESPNSuperstation.com. Good luck in your brackets this weekend, folks. And, of course, as you're watching the games, if you only got one TV, you can't watch them all.
No.
There's golf. There's men's basketball. There's women's basketball. There's ESPN2 for the Division II tomorrow. And there's a lot of other. I mean, maybe you're watching the Outdoor Channel. Maybe you want to see that, too, right before you go over and play Big Buck Hunter at the Chicken Coop. That's right. Buck Hunter with Daddy. Check it out, the Chicken Coop, Grand Island or Kearney. Catch all your favorite sports at the Coop. Not a bad seat in the house. They've got great lunch specials every day, including Saturday and Sunday. Some people don't, but they do. Saturday, Sunday, all 7 days of the week. And once you get to the evening, great food and drink specials every night, featuring all the Coop's favorites, from appetizers to pizza to wings to ribs to steaks, whatever you want. Great food, great beverages, and, of course, great atmosphere. Not a bad seat in the house at the Chicken Coop. Check them out this weekend if you're in town. That's a great place to go watch sports in Kearney or Grand Island. We want to thank the athletic director at the University of Nebraska, Kearney, John McBride, Chad Levin, the head women's basketball coach at South Dakota, for joining us on the show today. We have had basically all the coaches and all the folks that had something to do with the Division II basketball tournament on at some point here over the last week or even month, as the case may be. Want to thank all the fine folks. Hope you enjoy your day off here in Kearney as far as the basketball tournament goes. Hopefully we get a chance to meet more of you. It's been going great. I want to say thanks to Leilana out there, the media rep for the Division II basketball tournament, doing a great job. And we're looking forward to Monday. Short show Monday. We'll recap the brackets. We'll recap the tournament here in Kearney. And then it is opening day for the Kansas City Royals as they open up in Detroit, 11:30 go time on Monday. Baseball season began in Japan, begins in the U.S. Sunday with the Braves getting a win.
Any upsets tonight, Douglas? I say Davidson's got a shot against Wisconsin.
Look out, Kansas. Look out. Because remember, I said Xavier last night, and as usual, I was right.
We'll see you on Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!